Hello, and welcome back to our podcast. My name's Connor, and here with me is Zach.
Thank you, Connor. It's always a pleasure to be on this podcast with you.
Thank you. I'm sad to inform you again, though, that Lexi will not be joining us. She is still not recovered from when she got hit by the car last time.
Yeah, you know, her family told me that the doctor said if she doesn't recover within the next 10 days, that they're just going to pull the plug.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. I didn't know about that. That's sad news. Hopefully she comes too soon.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a sad note to start this podcast on, but you know, we're going to get right into it. I know that's what she'd want. Well, today we're going to talk about two books, The Dark Side of the Game by Tim Green, The Life of an Ex-NFL Player. And what's your book, Zach?
My book is Friday Night Lights, A Town, A Team, and a Dream by Buzz Bissinger.
Nice. Okay. Well, Zach, I just got a few questions for you. If you would like, you know, just go back and forth and answer them if you will. Does the book just focus more on football, or is there more to the story?
Well, yeah, it's, you know, the title, Friday Night Lights, it's pretty obvious it's going to be about football, but, like, there's the in-depth of the story. It's about, you know, a town and the relationships that are building in the town while they journey to make to win the state championship. Mm-hmm. And it talks about, it goes in-depth about the history of the town and, like, how football got to be so important there, because you know the town was ran on the oil industry, and once the oil industry fell, people got depressed and then started looking
for an outlet,
and football became that outlet. And it, you know, focuses on how the relationships build throughout the season. You know, enemies, longtime enemies can become friends, and relationships throughout the story could split apart, and that's what makes this story so great, I think.
So like you're saying, it's not just about the game in general, it's about the entire town and about everyone involved in it. So it's not really just the players and the coaches, it's the players and their families and all the neighbors and everybody together as a community.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
So, like, I know you play football, mm-hmm. and this book's about the NFL, and how have you connected to this book, considering that you want to play football at the highest level you can play?
How have I connected to this book, you say?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I just feel I've connected to it because the same things that he has said in his book are pretty much the exact same things I've heard on the field. Time and time again throughout the book, he talks about how there's a difference between being injured and being hurt, and you have to know the difference. And I can just think of, as I've read that, I can think of times as our head coach has said those exact words. You know, injured is being in extreme pain and will get worse, and hurt is pain that will subside eventually. But not only that, not only hearing connections from my coaches to him, but also that the aspect of brotherhood throughout the book that he talks about, and like the connections you have with players, how it's lifelong. I feel I already feel that now, because I still have the same friends as I did when I played youth football as I do now.
Wow, so the game in his book is pretty much the same game, like with all the elements in the game that you play here at Gorman, right?
Yeah, exactly like that. It's just to a higher scale, because they're, like you said, you know, the top, they're the NFL. There's nothing higher than that, so everything there is just a broader scale than what we're dealing with. All right, well, my next question for you is how big of a role does football play in the story? Because like you said, it's about a town and not just the game. So in the book, since it's called Friday Night Lights, is it really based off of like every I don't know how it goes, but day in the book is like practice, and then it kind of goes into the story about the people, or is it pretty even?
Well, it follows, it'll go to practices, but then it'll also talk about how football pressures, the football pretty much influences every decision that people make in this story. So, like, some of the players in the book are valuable when they're on the team, but once they get hurt, they're discarded like garbage because they don't mean anything anymore to the team.
Mm-hmm. Because they can't help it. So why would they need them, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, and they also in the book they play in about a 20,000 seat stadium. So you can see how big football is in the town.
Yeah, and this is a high school, yeah?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is huge.
The whole town goes to the football game. Everything closes. It's just a big event. But it's, yeah, just like I said before, it doesn't play a huge role. I mean, the whole book's about them getting, it's centered around football, but not everything in the book relies on
the actual game.
Yeah.
Got you. So it's always in the back of their minds, but not everything they talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I like that. So it's just not like a book about football. It's got relationships, it's got issues, and but it's all the town is basically all built around the thought of, you know, football and winning.
Yeah.
I like it.
So, you know, I have another question for you.
Yes, sir.
You know how football in the NFL is a physical game. In the book, as you said, it's called The Dark Side of the Game, and the dark side of the game is obviously injuries.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how do these men deal and like heal with these
injuries they sustain?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, some of the book is about how a lot of these players abuse the drugs that they're given to heal up and to like just get rid of the pain, the painkillers. But Tim is not really big on, or Jim is not really big on giving out names throughout the book because, you know, it's to protect the players that he used to play with, and it's kind of rude to give out people's names without their consent. And but I liked the part really focusing on the doctors that are hired by the teams, because they are the more culprits. I say they're the ones giving these players the drugs, because they're not really there to the doctors aren't really there to make sure these men are healthy. They're there to make sure these men are ready to play. Like their best interest is not the people themselves, but if they're going to help the team and how they can make sure they help the team. Because, which is kind of weird, because when doctors become doctors, they take an oath about how they're there to protect people. But throughout the book, he talks about how many of the doctors aren't really there to help them. They're there to get them ready for the next week, and that's it. Which is kind of scary to think about, because, you know, we also play sports, and I wonder, it makes you wonder if that's not only in the NFL, but in the MLB and every other league.
Yeah. So, it's basically all money driven, because if they're ready to play, that means the doctors are doing their job and making more money, right?
Yep, exactly. Their job is not to make sure these guys are in the best shape. Their job is to make sure that they're ready to play, so that the owners and the coaches and the team can make the money off of these men. It almost feels like they are objects, just like how with you when they get hurt they get discarded. Well, it's kind of the same thing with these guys. They get hurt, they get a little bit of help. If it's something they can fix, they'll fix it. If it's not, then, you know, they just get discarded like them. But instead of just losing a high school, or instead of just losing football, they lose their whole career. I thought that was the most interesting part of the book. But I got one more question for you, Zach, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, shoot.
So this author of the book, you said before, is not really part of the team. He's an actual writer, right?
Well, yeah, he's a journalist.
He's a journalist. So how did he end up writing about this team? Because I know it's nonfiction, so how did he get his way into this football team to write about it?
Well, he got an idea that he wanted to write about. He heard about how popular high school football was in Texas.
Uh-huh.
So he thought it'd be something interesting to write about. So he moved his family to Odessa, and he got access to the team to be like their sports writer almost, for like a newspaper.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, he followed them throughout the season, and he got insight to all of their lives and what was going on, and he also got insight on like the town and what kind of town it was.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's pretty much how he like got, how he wrote the story, and how he got involved with the team and all that.
Yeah, so he was saying he was their sports writer, but secretly he was kind of writing his own story about it.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I have another question for you.
All right. I do think, though, after this one, we should wrap it up.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. So, you know, your book's about football and the dark side of the game and all the elements that go with the game of football. So would a person that has never, like, played football or watched football, would this be a good book for them to read?
Let's see. I would say no, only because I would say no if they know nothing about the game, which in my opinion, if someone knows nothing about football and doesn't watch it or play it or like it in general, why would they read a book of football? It wouldn't help them in any way. It wouldn't be something that they're interested in. But for someone who does like the game and had played it in the past or is still playing it, I think it's a great book to read because, like I said before, it takes everything that we're going through or that players go through and just making it a bigger scale. Like the relationships between defensive players and offensive players in high school is, you know, we still talk with offensive guys and everyone's friends, but on the field, you know, defense doesn't like offense and offense doesn't like defense. Well, in the NFL, they're completely separated. It's basically like segregation to what side of the ball you play on. The offense only talks to offense and the defense only talks to defense. They have nothing to do with each other because they don't like each other on or off the field, like I said. So it's just a bigger scale of what we deal with, and it's interesting to see how because money gets involved, everything just becomes bigger.
Yeah, so basically you'll enjoy this book more if you can relate to it. And
yes.
Because it'll bring back all of the memories of football and all that you've been through.
Yeah, exactly. The memories are not every chapter, but most of the time I can hear him say something that I've heard myself from my dad or my coaches or even my teammates, which is it's a cool thing to see that we all, everyone who plays this sport, kind of goes through the same thing.
Wow, that's I think the most interesting part of. One of the most interesting things we've discussed so far in this podcast.
Yes, I think so too. Well, all right, Zach, I think that's about all the time we have. Thank you for joining us again.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure being on this podcast.
It is. Well, all right. Well, you know, have yourself a good night.
You too.
All right, signing off. Bye-bye.